warm winter's welcome to Hot Pipes from me, Steve Ashley, coming to you from my studio in a rather cold and wet southern Spain. Today I have three new CDs to introduce, and I'll kick off with the two from Banda, featuring, of course, George Wright. The first is a compilation of tracks from his home Federal Savings broadcast for KCBS Radio in San Francisco from the early 1960s. This is Johnny Mercer's Something's Gotta Give. Something's Gotta Give, one of the 16 tracks on the new Banda CD, GW On The Air. It contains the complete first programme that aired on the 1st of September 1960, along with 15 tracks selected from some 350 of the entire series. Many of these tracks have been shared among enthusiasts, using off-air recordings that are of variable quality, but the Banda team unearthed some great quality material from which to produce this album. The second selection shows just how good George was at the other end of the rhythmic spectrum.
Thank you.
You've Got to See Mama Every Night, or You Can't See Mama at All, a bluesy jazz number from 1923 by Con Conrad and Billy Rose. Considering the age and unknown source of these tracks, the sound quality is remarkable. The George Wright on the Air CD is now available for mail order in Europe from myself by going to the sales section of my website, hotpipes.eu. The second band of CD released this month is a reissue of George Wright's 1956 Merry Christmas Hi-Fi long player, which was in mono. There was also a pretty horrible tape version with added reverb and stereo of the era, so when a good copy of the original master was found, it presented an unmissable opportunity. Here's George and the Wurlitzer in the studio of Richard Vaughan, owner of the Hi-Fi label, with Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Composed by Haven Gillespie and J. Fred Coots in 1934, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, with probably the most famous recording being made by Bing Crosby and the Andrus Sisters in 1947. Little Red Monkey is now usually considered a Christmas song, although it was originally the theme for a BBC TV crime series starring Honor Blackman and Donald Houston that aired in 1953. This is George Wright's take on the song in 1956. Thank you. All 12 tracks of the original LP have been digitally processed and remastered for this release of Merry Christmas. The editing and remastering of all recent Banda releases was done by me, and hence I am the company's European distributor. Full details on the CDs, along with 20-second samples of each track, can be found on the hotpipes.eu sales section. And so to the third recent release, which is a double CD of the highlights of the 2019 American Theatre Organ Society convention based in Rochester, New York. There are 10 artists and 6 organs represented from the event, which spans 6 days. The opening concert featured David Gray on the Wurlitzer of the Auditorium Theatre of Rochester, so what better way to open the first CD, and indeed this segment of Hot Pipes, than David's opener.
To begin the week of great music on great pipe organs, we'll hear this much heralded 423 Wurlitzer at the hands of the great David Gray!
Introduced by convention MC Ken Double, that was All's Fair in Love and War from the Busby Berkeley musical Gold Diggers of 1937, David Gray launching the 2019 convention with a bang. The following day, the young organists went through their competition pieces on the Rochester Theatre Organ Society Wurlitzer in the Eisenhart Auditorium, Rochester. Each year, the previous year's winner gives a full concert after the 3 current contestants, and that fell to Luke Stasiunas, a student at the University of Oklahoma's organ program, who had triumphed in Los Angeles in 2018. One of his selections was The Object of My Affection, which was revived in the 1973 Ryan O'Neill film Paper Moon. The inventor of the theatre or unified organ was a Scot, Robert Hope Jones. He moved to the USA and set up business in Elmira, New York, before selling his patents to the Wurlitzer Company in nearby North Tonawanda. The second Hope Jones organ was installed in the First Universalist Church of Rochester, where it still resides, albeit somewhat changed after some rebuilds. Young British organist Alex Jones played a mixed concert of classical and popular music, which included this arrangement of I Know Why and So Do You.
Thank you.
I Know Why by Matt Gordon and Harry Warren, which was first featured in the 1941 Glenn Miller film Sun Valley Serenade. To close this A2S Convention 2019 section, here's a Jerome Kern song from the 1936 Astaire Rogers musical Swing Time. Nathan Avakin is known for his use of pre-recorded MIDI tracks to enhance recent popular music, but on this arrangement of Waltz in Swing Time on the Wurlitzer and the Riviera Theatre North Tonawanda, it's all theatre pipes. Waltz in Swing Time, Nathan Avakian and the Riviera Wurlitzer in North Tonawanda, New York. This double CD set of 2019 convention highlights will be available in the UK from the British artists at their concerts, since they are each supplied with copies to sell. That's the end of today's Hot Pipes, so until next time, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.